Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and again, thank you to the witnesses for their testimony. And Ms. Hemedy, I think I want to start with you. I think this discussion this morning, you know, Puget Sound and certainly the DuPont accident is exhibit number one of the challenges we face and what we have to get right, that we have more congestion than ever and that we have these exempted freight tracks, as you were mentioning, that still aren't coming into standard. So what do you think we need to do to make sure that that happens here in Washington, D.C., to get FRA to implement that?
As far as the exemptions, the law did not allow for exemptions from PTC. The law actually allowed, in addition to mainline track, for the secretary to go beyond the requirements for passenger rail and for toxic by inhalation lines, for main lines. That was done in the rule. So the exceptions, we have over 1,400 miles of exceptions that have been granted for PTC, for Amtrak, and some of those, I believe it's about 20 curves where there's a 20 mile per hour difference, so something similar to what occurred in DuPont. And so there has to be, without PTC, a risk mitigation. The Amtrak and the freight railroads are going to have to look at what can be put in place if there's not going to be PTC. We're on record as saying PTC should be everywhere. There shouldn't be exceptions. And we continue to believe that. We've had 153 accidents
that were preventable. Well, I certainly believe that it needs to be implemented, and I'm sure if I asked Mr. Anderson, he's going to tell me it is implemented in Washington, but that doesn't give all our riders that ride outside the state of Washington the security that learning from the DuPont accident that we need to implement this. And I think underlying this, Mr. Jeffries, is this increase in volume of freight traffic, and this is what is it's causing. So if we're doubling, I mentioned over in Spokane Valley, if you're going to have a doubling in the next 15 years, so if you're going at 56 freight trains a day and it's going to go to 114, it's just congestion is our number one problem. And so then looking at these other freight quarters, which is exactly what happened here in DuPont. People said, oh my gosh, we have so much congestion, how are we going to get around it? And then we didn't put in place the system managements and the risk reduction plans that went along with that. So we need to stop the next DuPont from happening. So Mr. Jeffries, Mr. Anderson, could you comment on how we do that? I'm assuming that you are for FRA for positive train control to be implemented across the country and that this exemption not be allowed by FRA.
Thank you for that. Right now, railroads nationwide got 89% of our required PTC miles fully operational. We're working through that last bit on the lines that that host Amtrak trains. I think that number's at 85% right now. We're really working towards interoperability between the various railroads, making sure everyone's systems talk together seamlessly. The FRA regulations are very clear about where PTC is required on existing passenger trains and then any new passenger service that might be stood up. Certainly, we support those regulations, we abide by those regulations, and we'll continue to do so. If there's an interest in re-engaging on that, certainly we'll be at the table.
Mr. Anderson.
I agree with everything you said. I do not think we should operate a passenger train in the United States without PTC or PTC equivalent technology to give us that layer of safety. The Southwest Chief is the prime example. It doesn't have PTC along that route, and it's a lower level of safety, and we shouldn't tolerate a lower level of safety. And so where we could use help from you is we think that there are PTC solutions that don't require as much trackside implementation that involve putting pads and cabs of locomotives where we use geofencing and other kinds of technologies that you're used to in your car. And we're up against the wall at FRA about having a tablet available in the cab of a locomotive. So we think that there might be some PTC equivalent capabilities by using GPS and geofencing to at least get speeds under control.
But can I just ask you, you're not against Ms. Hamady's recommendation that there are cameras on inside and out?
Oh, absolutely. You need cameras inside and out. Our goal in our SMS program, which is what we did when I was CEO of Delta, every flight, every day, the data recorder is downloaded into a database, and you find all the parameters where the operation was outside. We need to have the data on every single one of our operations in a flexible database so that we can monitor what's going on and quickly react to any out of tolerance operation.
Hey, my time's expired, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell.